This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste,
it's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Happy New Year! This is the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Happy 2017! Woo, 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 woo! Very exciting, right? 2017, we made it. We made it. I wasn't sure if we were going to make it, honestly, but we made it. Yes, we did. Very happy to say. So, how's everybody doing? I feel really interesting energy this year. I don't even know what that means. I'm still trying to, like, get into the mindset that it's actually a new year and that 2016 is in the past, because I feel like last year kind of lasted forever. Lots of great things happened. Let's not be all negative about it. A lot of great things happened. A lot of really insane things happened, too. So, you know, I don't know. Nobody knows what this year is going to be. But here's my plan. Here's my plan. As the Dating Advice Girl, my promise to you, as always, is to try to bring productive, proactive, and mostly positive conversations about dating and relationships and empowerment your way. That is my thing. That's what I'm focusing on. That's what I'm doing. That's what you can hope to hear. And, you know, the things that you're going to hear on my show, that's what you're going to hear, okay? Positivity, proactiveness, I don't know if those are words. Let's just go with it. positivity, just positive things, okay? And proactive conversations and empowering discussions, okay? That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm bringing in 2017. As always, hopefully you think that. So I'm just going to keep bringing that your way. So listen, this is the first show of the year. So, you know, as always, I like to start off the year with a bang, with fun stuff. Valentine's Day is coming. So, you know, if those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you know, that's a really busy time for me. And I like to bring some really fun things to you guys in terms of like Valentine's Day gift ideas, but also Valentine's Day date ideas and that kind of thing. So even though it's January, it's time to step it up and make that happen too. So I'm in the process of getting all that together. But 2017, first episode of the show for the year, I want to make this all about how to make your dating life or single life or just your life better with other people interpersonally in 2017. So I've got a top 10 list, okay? This is going to be the top 10 things to consider about dating in 2017. Okay, these hopefully will be some helpful tips for you going into this new year. you know, whether or not you're newly single, you've been single for a while, maybe you don't know if you want to start dating, you know, this, hopefully this list will help you decide where you are in the spectrum of being single and wanting to date or not wanting to date, or how to make your dating life better, all of those things, okay? So maybe we should just jump into the list, okay? This is my 10 helpful hints for you to make 2017 amazing in your dating life, okay? And let's just say social life, because again, dating might not be part of your social life right now, you know? And I fully understand that. I definitely had times in my life where I was like, dating, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really into that right now. All right, so let's jump in. Here we go, number one. Okay, dating, your dating life is what you want it to be. Okay, now I know that's a very, like, ethereal, like, airy, weird thing to say, possibly, for some of you. Dating is what you want it to be. So I guess the first question is asking yourself, what do you want dating to be for you? Do you want it to be anything for you? Do you want it to be a casual interactions with other people? Do you want dating for you to be someone, for you to meet someone who ends up being a life partner, a permanent life partner? You know, maybe dating for you in 2017 might look like dating all different kinds of people that you might not usually date to see what things you like about certain types of people, okay? Maybe 2017 for you is going to be, I'm going to date everything that I said I'd never date just to say I've done it and just to see if I, what it would feel like, you know? And again, maybe 2017 is, you know what, I think I'm going to focus on some other things rather than dating or, you know, meeting somebody in a romantic way. So make sure to be clear with yourself. This is a great time, right? We're all setting, you know, resolutions and making goal lists and trying to figure out what we want this year to be for us. So why not do that in your dating life? So number one, dating is what you want it to be. What do you want dating to be for you in 2017? That's a really good place to start. Because once you put down on paper, perhaps, or in your head, mental notes, make mental notes about what you want it to be, then that's what you'll focus on it being. So that's number one. Make it what you want it to be. Dating is what you want it to be. Number two, it's up to you to change what isn't working. Okay? So what didn't work for you in 2016? What didn't work? Or in previous years, you know, what's something that doesn't work? You know, for whatever reason, as human beings, we keep doing things and then wonder why things aren't working for us. So let's be proactive. There you go. There's that word again. Let's be proactive about it and let's try something different. You know, what didn't work for you, or what's a pattern you might notice in your dating life with the people you're meeting and choosing to date, you know? What is a pattern you're noticing? If there's a pattern, change it up. Try something opposite. Do you guys, I don't know, you guys and girls out there, if you watched Seinfeld back in the day, there was an episode where George did the opposite. It was like, he was like, he started doing the opposite of what his normal pattern would be, and he got like a promotion or got hired like at this massive, awesome job, and he started winning women and all these things. And it was because he was doing the opposite of what his normal thing, what his normal inclination was, or everything he used to do. He was doing the opposite, and he was starting to win in life. Okay, so that's like, use George Costanza as your guide. Said probably nobody ever, but I'm going to say it, okay? It's up to you to change what isn't working. So that's number two. Change what isn't working. Do something different and just see. Just test. Like, this is your experimental time. Use an experiment. Use your life as an experiment in a fun way and do something different and see if you have different results, right? What do they say that saying is? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result. So do something different to expect a different result. Okay. All right. Yes. Number three, maybe you shouldn't be dating. Okay. I kind of said that a little bit earlier, but you know, sometimes it's important to assess where we are in our lives and really take a step back and be like, you know what? I'm not in a good place right now. And maybe I shouldn't be dating other people when I'm not in this good place. Maybe I'm not at my best. Maybe I'm not my best self right now. And because of that, maybe I shouldn't date right now. And you know what? Let's go ahead and say, you don't necessarily need to say, for the whole year, I'm not dating. But maybe you do need to say that. Or maybe you need to say, you know, in the next couple months, the next few weeks, I'm not going to be dating. I think it's better for myself if I don't date. That's a really valid choice. And actually, it's a pretty, like, empowering, powerful choice to make. Because a lot of people, let's be honest. I think we've all, single people, let's talk, okay? I think we've all been on dates with people where we're like, this person either isn't ready to date because maybe they're not over an ex, or they just went through a divorce, or they just went through a breakup. Or maybe there's just some things you notice that, wow, this person isn't ready to interact with another human being right now for whatever the reason. So for those people, or maybe that person was you at one point, or maybe that person's you right now, it might be a good choice to choose not to date right now. And that is totally cool. As the dating advice girl, sometimes the best choice is not to date. That's what I'm saying, okay? So yeah, it's always good. You know, all the tips that I give to you, I use myself. Like, these are things that I do in my own dating life, and my own single life and social life. So hopefully, I test these things out. I do these things myself. It's very helpful for me. And so therefore, I'm like, you know, these things could be helpful for you as well. So yeah, sometimes it's just not a good time to date, you know? Sometimes you're in a place, like maybe 2017 for you is going to be a place of reflection and a place where you just want to be with your friends and family, you know? That, again, sometimes that's a better choice. If you feel like you might not be at your best, or if you feel like you have a general negative attitude about dating and about human beings, which, listen, let's be honest, after 2016 and certain things that happened last year, there's a lot of people I know, and I'm sure you know people too, who have a really negative feeling about people, right? Just overall, they kind of hate each other. And if you're in that place, I hope you're not still in that place, and I hope we can get to a place where we're not like that, but if you're in that place, it might be smart not to date, honestly, because people are going to feel that, even if you're not saying that you hate people or that you feel negative about this group of people or whatever it is, people are going to feel it, okay? So just be aware of how you're feeling and maybe choose not to date. Number four, if your potential partners are not respecting your boundaries in the beginning, they will probably never respect your boundaries, which is a huge red flag. Huge red flag. Because guess what? I say this all the time. On the first several dates, especially in the beginning, okay, first few months, first several months, people should be on their best behavior. Do you not agree, right, single people? Like, the first few months is where you're putting your best self forward, or should be, like we said before. If you're not, then maybe you shouldn't be dating right now. But so if you're dating somebody, or if you're out with someone on the first, second, third date, and they're being kind of negative, or they're, you know, not respecting your boundaries, whether they be verbal, physical, emotional, whatever, that's a massive red flag. So in 2017, it's really important to know what your boundaries are and only choose to date people who respect those boundaries early on, okay? It's really, really up to you. Yes, in a perfect world, it should be that we shouldn't have to police each other in terms of, I don't know, that thing felt weird, so I'm going to choose to take myself out of this potential dating scenario. I wish it wasn't to the point where we had to do that. I wish we were at a point where we could just be like, oh, everyone I date is going to respect me and respect my boundaries. That's not the case, though, sadly. So it's up to us as the individuals to know what our boundaries are, to know what our boundaries are and know if somebody is stepping over our boundaries or disrespecting our boundaries, again, emotionally, physically especially, but emotionally too. Okay, and say, this person isn't the right person for me. So can we please, you and I here right now, can we make an agreement that we're gonna have an empowered 2017 where we're very clear about what our boundaries are, and we're not gonna let somebody overstep our boundaries for whatever the reason, okay? I know it can be hard to speak up, or to, you know, this person has so many other great qualities. I don't want to, this one thing, it really bothers me, but they have all these other qualities. No. Okay? Because, again, in the beginning, if somebody is not respecting your boundaries, it's only going to get worse. Okay? That's just real talk. Okay? You have to You have to weed out people who aren't respecting you from the beginning, because it's not going to go anywhere but down, okay? Number five, you should be having fun, okay? You should be having fun. Just generally, okay, everybody? Can we agree that we should be having fun? Life should not be so, so, so hard. And yes, life can be hard. But how about in the times when life isn't hard, like when we're supposed to be having fun and meeting people and dating people or out with our friends or whatever? That should not be a difficult time. It just shouldn't. I don't know where it flipped for some of us that dating is hard and our friendships are, you know, it's like, oh, it's got to be a battle and rah, you know, and this person loves me because it's tough and we just want to fight it through. And yes, yes, you should want to be on each other's team and, you know, fight for what you believe in, but it really shouldn't be a battle. Again, especially early on, that's a massive warning sign if early on you're not having fun with the person you're supposed to be having fun with. Because you guys and girls, everybody, okay? I say this all the time, you know, you look at someone who's been married, a couple maybe who's been married for, you know, 30 years, 40 years, and you see that they've been through a lot, right? They've been through a lot. There's a lot of life they've lived together. There's a lot of things they've had to go through. Great. In the beginning, when they met, it was probably really fun and sexy. Now, good for them. Again, every relationship has a trajectory and it, you know, ebbs and flows and all these things. But in the beginning, all relationships, in my estimation and my humble opinion, should be fun and sexy, okay? Whatever that means for you. It should be fun and light and not heavy and draining and exhausting. No, no, no. So again, 2017, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of all the heavy, dramatic, drama, negative dating. Let's just get rid of that, okay? Choose not to choose into that, okay? How about that? So we got halfway through the list. As always, time goes way too fast. I never have enough time, ever. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do the second half of the top 10 dating things to remember, dating tips for 2017 to make your dating life or social life awesome. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a sec.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, so we're back. We are back. Gosh, I haven't been in the studio for a few weeks, and it's always funny when you have some time off, like for the holidays or whatever. I'm sure you feel the same way, like getting back into the swing of things at work and stuff. It's like, whoa. It's like a moment, and you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Oh, that's right. This is how it works. Okay, so we're back. We are back in the studio. We are talking about, you're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. And so here's the deal. We're doing the top things to top 10 things to consider in your dating life, social life, etc. in 2017. Number one is, it's what you want it to be. So you decide what you want your dating life, social life to be in 2017. Number two, it's up to you to change what isn't working. Yes. Number three, maybe you shouldn't be dating at all, because sometimes you just shouldn't be, right? Number four, if your potential partners are not respecting your boundaries in the beginning, they will probably never respect your boundaries, and that's a huge consent red flag. As those of you know who've listened to my show, especially over the past several months, I've been really, really talking way more about consent. It's a must. And it's really important. So if someone's not respecting your boundaries early on, that's a massive problem. Number five, what? You should be having fun. Hello? You're just getting to know new people and doing fun things in your city. How is that not fun? How have we made that not fun? What the heck? Let's do this. Let's have fun. So let's move on. Number six to remember, 2017 dating and social life. You should feel like you've gained more in your new relationship, not lost things. That's a huge, huge thing. The people you date, the people or person you date, should bring something positive into your life. It shouldn't feel like you're losing something by dating them, or you can't see your friends because you're dating them, or you feel like it's a burden in your life that they're in your life now while dating them. It should not feel like that. There should be no heaviness or burden. No burden, okay? Even if you're doing something where you want to help someone or someone asks you for help, it should be because you want to help them. And it's a positive interaction and a positive exchange. It shouldn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so much more exhausted now when I'm with my partner. Like, it should not feel like that. That's not normal, okay? And again, I hear so many stories, and I've had clients who it's like, yeah, I love them so much, and, you know, we've been dating for a few months, and they have all these great qualities, but I'm exhausted, and I feel like I'm not as happy as I was. No. Single people, again, can we agree in 2017 we won't do that to ourselves, please? Okay, great. I'm glad we agree. Number seven, know the difference between confidence and arrogance. Okay. I can't get into all that right now because we're running out of time, but basically, if someone is more arrogant, that's more of a negative, that's like the negative bastardized version of confidence. True confidence is somebody who is self-assured, someone who isn't going to be intimidated by your confidence, someone who has a full life, somebody who's very happy and joyful and wants to see others succeed, and doesn't feel any sort of negativity or jealousy with others. That's someone who's confident. Someone who's arrogant needs to shout their, you know, how awesome they are to everybody, might be offended by someone else's success, wants all the attention all the time. That translates into a relationship as a bad dating situation or a bad partner. So be aware of confidence. Yes, everyone wants someone who has confidence. You know, there's so many sayings that come to mind that I'm not getting straight in my head right now. But there's, you know, if someone's, you don't have to, you might think the world might think someone is not as attractive as someone else. But if that person has confidence, that person automatically becomes more attractive, because they're confident. If someone's arrogant, that person, for a lot of us, becomes way less attractive, like physically, right? So it really does matter. And again, it can translate into more negative qualities. If you choose someone who's arrogant and someone who isn't humble and someone who can't be happy for you or be your cheerleader when you're having successful things happen in your life, okay? So know the difference between arrogance and confidence, okay? Number eight. Don't assume partners know what you like and what you don't like, okay? And on the flip side, don't assume that you know what your partners like and want. What I'm saying is, basically, this boils down to ask questions, okay? Get to know the people you're dating. Don't make assumptions. You know what they say about people who make assumptions, right? And okay, those of you, this is an older saying, but it makes an ass out of you and me, and they take the letters, so assume is ASSUME, and makes an ass out of you and me, okay? But it's the truth. It's not just a saying. Don't assume. It makes you look stupid, and it can actually hurt people too. If you make an assumption that someone, you know, likes to be touched a certain way, or likes to be called a certain name, or likes all these things. You make an assumption and you haven't asked that person, or you don't know if they like it. That person could, the person you're calling those things or touching a certain way that you think they're going to like, they could be like dying inside, like being like, I don't know how to tell this person that I don't like it. So before you get to that point, yes, in a perfect world, we should all be able to articulate what we like and don't like, and what makes us comfortable or uncomfortable. But getting to know someone early on in the early dating process, you're still a little shy, perhaps. You're still getting to know each other. So rather than assume that this thing is okay until it isn't, maybe, you know, take some steps to back it up a little bit and don't make assumptions that someone is just going to be okay with whatever you're saying or doing to them, okay? Ask questions. If you don't know, ask someone how they might feel about a certain thing. Do they like their shoulders massaged? Maybe they had a traumatic experience where someone did something like behind them at their shoulders, and that's very triggering for them. So it could be as minor as that for you. Like, it could be as not minor, but that, like, something as small, seemingly small as a back rub could be triggering for someone negatively, okay? So it's really important that we don't assume that we know what our potential partners want, that we're asking them questions and feeling them out a little bit, you know? Maybe you're dating someone who is very vocal and you touch their shoulder and they're like, hey, get off my shoulder because I had a rabbit jump on my shoulder once and it freaks me out. Whatever, right? So if you are dating someone who is less outspoken, take it easy on them and don't just do whatever assuming that they're going to tell you no. Ask them questions first and ask what they like. Just ask them what they like. Like, do you like when I touch your shoulder like this, for example? And I just use shoulder as an example, you know. It doesn't have to be a shoulder. It could be many other locations on the body. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Number 9. Know your deal breakers and date accordingly. Okay. Now, having said this, we're running out of time, so I got to be quick here. Know your deal breakers, but date accordingly. It's important that we all have boundaries. We all need to set boundaries for ourselves. Know what those are for yourself. Again, if your shoulder is a thing, know that that's your thing and tell people you're dating or let them know or suggest, hey, not my shoulders, but I like my handheld. Whatever. Okay. It's up to us to be as clear as we can within our boundaries to let people know what our boundaries are, okay? Also, be reasonable about your boundaries. I think it's important that we have deal breakers. We all should have, like, hard no's of things that aren't okay for us or whatever, so it's just not a free-for-all. We all need to have those, but also be reasonable. If you have a 1,000-item list of deal breakers, your chances of meeting someone who fits all those, who doesn't have all those 1,000 deal breakers is going to be real slim. A slim chance you're going to meet someone who really doesn't have all those deal breakers. So be reasonable about your deal breakers. Maybe there's 10 things that are absolute no's that are non-negotiables for you. Great. That's something to work with. You have 10 things that you know aren't going to be good. If, you know, those are the things that you can't date. You know you cannot date someone with these 10 qualities. Great. But know what those are before you start dating, because it's going to make your life and your potential partner's lives way easier. Because then you're not going to be quote-unquote wasting time, though it's never a waste of time. But you're not going to be wasting time with people who already you know you don't, who aren't in alignment with what you want. Number 10, find your happy before you meet people. Don't expect others to make you happy. It's too much pressure on people, okay, to expect someone to be all of your happiness. Oh my God, I'm so happy we're ending on this note because we're running out of time, but this is so freaking important. I don't know how often I've had clients or, you know, I've interviewed people or just have talked to, just, you know, chatting with people, and they're looking for, I blame Jerry Maguire, the movie. Tom Cruise, I'm sorry. Good movie. Great movie. But you complete, and Renee Zellweger, you know, you complete me. Yes, someone can bring an amazing, again, like we said earlier, bring something amazing into your life and lift you up and make you better, and it's all awesome, but don't expect someone to make you happy, just all happy. If you're a depressed person, and again, maybe you're someone who doesn't need to be dating right now, don't date someone expecting them or hoping or wishing that they're going to be all of the happiness in your life. Find your happy first. Do what you like to do. Find out what makes you happy. Maybe your happy is going dancing every night. Maybe your happy is being in really good shape. Maybe your happy is going to casino. I don't know. Whatever it is, find your happy first before you find someone else and try to date them. Because that person is not responsible for your happiness. It's all you. It's your responsibility to make yourself happy first before you meet other people and before you become happy together, okay? Running out of time, that is it. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. You guys are amazing. 2017, let's do this. Let's make it awesome. And I'll be back with way, way more. This year is lots of big plans this year. So stay tuned. Love you all. Hugs and kisses. And we'll see you soon.
When cities come together to hate each other.